The Micah Parsons trade. We're live on YouTube, by the way. Go check out 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. We're live. I don't know if we have a moderator yet officially, so let it fly.
We're still looking.
So yesterday, the Micah Parsons trade happens. And it was one of them things where I checked. I was like, is this real? And it was real. I was like, wow, I can't believe they actually traded him. And I was trying to be logical about it. And it was like right before football practice. And I was like, well, you might as well put something out there. And I thought about it, and I heard Nick and Jonathan after the fact, and I just thought, you know what? I like this trade for both sides. Green Bay, they're going to take a swing at it. Jordan Love, I think that his future is better than Dak Prescott's. I think he could be a better quarterback than Dak Prescott is. They've gone after wide receivers now. Green Bay has, like, they've kind of changed their model. They went after players in free agency. They're really going after it. This makes sense for them. For Dallas, they're a little bit further. I totally forgot about them trading for George Pickens, but that I will admit. But I thought, I was like, okay, they're kind of in like, hey, we ain't going to win it with them mode. We might as well start to build for the future a little bit. We've made this massive investment in Dak Prescott. Let's put some pieces aside. There, print it, ship it, go on. And I checked my phone after practice, and there was a couple people who disagreed. There wasn't that many people, but there was like 3-4 people who disagreed. And I said, no. This is logical. I understand like the players that they're getting back are not Micah Parsons, but I think that this is a logical thing. And then I heard Jerry Jones's press conference. I sat there and I watched Jerry Jones's press conference. And one of the things that stuck out was that he spoke for about 10 minutes uninterrupted, which was interesting. But then he also talked about how the haul for Parsons has been on his mind this entire offseason.
There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade. That has been on my mind since we hired Brian. And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players, they could get us as few as 3 or as many as 5 outstanding players. This trade has been going on in our minds and our strategies and being talked about. It's been going on all spring. It culminated today, and it came quick, but that's the way things go.
And he called him Michael.
I was trying to think if I just misheard him.
No, he called him Michael.
Because he's got these big veneers, and anybody at that age
hear him whistling.
Yeah, anybody that age tries to speak through their expensive veneers. It's hard for them to get the words out.
He did call him Micah 48 times after that, and he talked about how he's thought about it since spring.
The guy's
another
played.
Another 50.
The guy's played for him for 4 years, and he called him Michael. And then he said all that stuff afterwards. I go, oh, my God. And I did something that's kind of rare because nothing on the internet really counts. And I went back and I tweeted at the people who disagreed with me. And I go, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong.
From hearing him talk.
Because I tried to assign logic to what Jerry Jones does. And that's my fault. Because you can't assign logic to what Jerry Jones does. When you're calling your best defensive player and one of the best defensive players in the NFL, when you're calling him by a different name, you know, I struggle to believe that you know exactly where your franchise is going. And when he's talking about in the press conference, he mentioned how this made them better for the postseason. I go, oh, God, he really thinks that they're going to be more competitive with this. And I go, man, I'm trying
to... Was that throwing shade because Micah hasn't done anything in the postseason?
I don't know.
Could Jimmy Haslam have said that about Myles Garrett? Like, last time we saw Myles Garrett in a postseason game, he didn't do it. I'm saying if he made a trade like that, this is all about the postseason, and last time we were in the postseason, our guy didn't do anything.
If he wanted to, I guess he could, but he was saying how this is going to make them better for the postseason, like this year, and I go, there's no. And I understand, like, there were some people going, well, it's back-end first round. I go, I get that, but, you know, you can move that. And I remember DeMarcus Lawrence, who is widely respected around the NFL. And I do follow Sean Sharif down there in Dallas and a couple other Dallas people who are like over the last couple of years, man, he's not really well-liked at the Star and well-liked in the locker room. And There's some flies in this ointment here that kind of stink with Micah Parsons. I think part of it is because of his podcast, and he gives opinions on his own team on his own podcast, so that might rub people the wrong way. But that stuck in my head.
We already have the owner that does that. We don't need another player doing that.
And so I thought, okay, this is best for both sides. Green Bay gets themselves an outstanding player. The Cowboys are going to move on, and they're getting ready for their future. And then I heard Jerry Jones speak, and I went, "Damn it, man! I can't believe you tried to assign logic to Jerry Jones." That's all, because they'll mess it up. And I did find it weird, and I told you guys this before the show.
Well, you say they'll mess it up. You think they'll mess up the draft picks? I mean,
well, I don't know. They've done decently. They've drafted decently. You're right, but. Are you going to find players in the back end of the first round? I mean, they were kind of lucky that Micah Parsons fell to them to where he fell to them when they were able to draft Micah Parsons. And I think that when you look at a guy like him, like he found 11 or 12 when he got drafted by Dallas. I think it was 11 or 12. When he was drafted by Dallas, like they were kind of lucky that he fell to him where they fell to him. I don't know if you're not going to find another Micah Parsons. And if your goal is to compete for this season, then really you should have just signed him last year before TJ Watt and Myles Garrett and everybody else gets signed. That's what you really should have done. So now I'm watching this press conference. You're calling him by a different name. We're saying these things. You let it get personal and you let it get silly. And then I couldn't help but think of it. And I told you guys before the show, the one documentary that Lima watches, so I'm actually excited to talk about it with him, is that America's Team documentary on Netflix. And I go, at the beginning of the documentary, you guys rip Tom Landry, who can't defend himself because he's dead, but you rip Tom Landry, say he was falling asleep in meetings and he can't get his players' names right. And I go, here's a 79, 80-year-old man who can't get his names right in front of everybody here. We're just repeating the process.
I just thought I misheard him. I thought he couldn't get the words out right. Because he is I'm telling you, guys at that age have a real... real big problem getting the words out.
Well,
you said he got the name right afterwards.
Yeah, he got it. Name right a bunch of times.
Oh, so he
it's
got
not
it.
Like he called him. It's not like he. So actually just the clip that name
we,
is Michael.
So just the clip that we cherry picked. He got it wrong.
It's not that we cherry picked the clip. That was the best clip that we had.
There you go. Yes, it was the best one that we had
because you cherry picked it. That's why it's the best clip.
All right, fine.
Ken's biggest point is that he messed up the name and he picked the one out of 50.
It's not my biggest point.
The 49 out of 50, he got it right. But Ken's point was he got the name wrong. So, of course, you went out of your way to get the one that he got the name wrong. Then it makes sense that that's the best clip.
I made several other points. It's just that you decided to
be. I only heard the name one.
Because that's the only one you wanted to hear because you have your head up your ass.
That's the only one I did hear. I didn't hear the other ones.
All right.
Listen, if you want to sit there and fight over Jerry Jones.
The contract that I offered him back in April, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one. Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. Nothing in the world am I criticizing Micah about at all. That was every bit his right. Micah's never been anything but so pleasant for me to be around. I want to be real clear about it.
Was that a swing and a miss by Ken? Did he get it right?
He did get his name right, but he also got it wrong.
He also got it wrong, is what I'm saying.
I think it just came out wrong. Like, I think he has trouble pronouncing words
through
the big teeth.
Then go.
The big teeth and the big D, I think he has a problem getting the names
then
out.
Then you can go ahead and do your own thing. I'm not going to sit here and have a fight with you about how he said Michael.
How does Myles Garrett feel today?
I'm glad we've moved on to something of substance here.
Well, because he got $40 million a year, and this is $47 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Does Myles Garrett wish he would have dragged this out further along? He could have gotten $7 million more a year. Now, I know the guarantees, but Micah Parsons 4.5 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if Myles Garrett is feeling like he could have dragged this out. Like the humiliation that happened during the Super Bowl and all that stuff, I wonder if he just mistimed it.
So you want him to still be holding out?
I'm saying if I'm Myles Garrett and his agent, I just saw somebody who's not as good as me get seven more million a year.
And they're still in the same ballpark, and that's kind of the...
$7 million a year? I don't know. If you look at top paid guys in every position, $7 million is not in the same ballpark. That's a pretty big chasm.
It's a strong payment, but you already made your decision. Now you go with it.
So Myles is now fourth on non-QBs.
He's going to hold out again. He's going to ask for another trade.
Ja'Marr Chase is making $250,000 more a year. TJ Watt is making $1 million more a year. And now Micah Parsons is $7 million more a year.
You know, all these guys, like, the only thing Miles wanted to do when he got his contract was, I wanted to be the highest paid, right? And then what T.J. Watt wanted, some claim, even though T.J. Watt's contract, the way it was structured, was different, that it was shorter, right? The T.J. Watt situation.
I would imagine, yes. So what, you want Miles to... No, now just, I'm messing it up. You want Miles to...
well, Tom Landry over there.
Yeah, look at me. Do you want Miles to hold out again, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, if I'm Miles Garrett, am I wondering if I took the right tact? Did I just need to do it closer to the season?
You have a lot more money.
And the funny thing is, this, like, you can't say, well, you know, I was not in camp or anything. Micah Parsons was not in Green Bay's camp, and Green Bay's Super Bowl odds just shot up, which I was a little surprised at. Like, the totality of where they are in the pecking order, like, they shot up big time, according to the emails we got overnight.
Well, yeah, of course, I think they would. I mean, again, they're going all in with this, and he's a really good football player. Defensively, who was it? Oh, God. Who was the guy? I think they had led with 7.5 sacks last year for Green Bay. That was their leading sacker. You had Micah Parsons. That's going to help him. For Miles... you made your decision. Your decision is made. That's where you go. I'm sure there's something in the back of his head going, I could have got a few more million extra. I don't think that that's unfair or unthought of. Okay, I'll meet you partway on that. I think for a lot of Browns fans is that you saw the haul for Micah Parsons. Would you have done that for Miles Garrett?
So getting two
first-round picks. You know, the defensive tackle, that doesn't, I mean, that's inconsequential to a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about a 30-year-old guy, high miles.
Yeah.
Had a bad, not a bad year last year, but had a down year last year, got banged up.
He was really good 2 years ago.
Yes, he was. He was very good 2 years ago. But the player's inconsequential. Would you have done that for two first-round picks? Because I thought, really, at 26 years old, I thought you could have got more picks. Out of Micah Parsons.
Well, wait a second. When we were talking about Miles Garrett...
Kenny Clark's a good player, but...
We were talking about two firsts when we were talking Miles, weren't we?
Yes.
So that was our, Micah's not as good, but obviously younger.
But that's the thing. He's still in the... Like, it's not like he's like a tier below. He's in the same street. So, and he's 26 years old. So now you're putting him on a really good football team.
But they got to pay him. So it's
they
got to
pay him.
So in terms of overall assets... This is as big of a deal, highest paid non-quarterback, you know, $47 million a year, and two first-round picks, and a player.
Well, this is where I thought different, though. Miles is going on 29, 30 years old. This guy's 26. Are we sure we would have got two first-round picks back? Because you got to pay him, and he's 4 years old.
I vividly remember the conversations. People were wondering. They didn't know if we were going to be able to get the two firsts because of the contract he was looking for.
Because we were all two first. And I heard yesterday, and I'm not. Jake asked the question. I wasn't ripping Jake at all. But the calls were, well, yeah, you got to trade him for two firsts. I'm going, I'm not sure we would have got two firsts.
And of course,
if you're looking at a guy who's going on 30 years old,
would we have
got two firsts?
Just like this situation, any team that would have traded for Miles. Remember, the one team that kept coming up was Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Well, Buffalo, what are their draft picks every year with Josh Allen?
Low.
25 or
so
later.
And if they get Miles Garrett.
It would have been the same scenario. So, hey, I'm down with the picks, but my issue with Jerry Jones is that you're talking about competing this year. You're competing for this year he probably is just flat out lying to the fans because he's Jerry Jones and he's a sale. Not lying, but he's embellishing because he's a salesman and that's what Jerry Jones does. So maybe he's just thinking that they compete because you can't publicly say we're going to go down and that's going to be it when you have a quarterback that you've paid so much money to. But I think for the Browns, I think that this is going, well, I understand that we all believe, because we're in Cleveland, that Miles is so much better than Micah Parsons. He's not so much better than Micah Parsons. And Parsons is 4 years younger. So I don't know if we're getting two first-round picks. 216-474-0092. Knowing what you know now, you see the Micah Parsons trade. Do you rethink where we were at in the springtime for Miles Garrett? Would you have been more likely to squeeze the trigger on a trade? Where do we go with the Kenny Pickett thing with Aditi here? Because, I don't know, I heard Nick, you told me Nick was ripping her yesterday. I ain't going to rip her. I want to hear some of the stuff about Kenny Pickett there, but I mean, what's done is done, and I don't.
Boy, I saw.
I'm just confused again. If he's that good, then why the hell would you trade him? Why are you only getting a first round or fifth round pick for him? And why the hell are you trading him in the first place?
I saw some people irritated yesterday, and you know, there's always going to be a segment irritated with whatever you're talking about. But yesterday they were mad. We were talking about Kenny Pickett. And they're like, move on. We got another guy. Well, first of all, it is kind of different. We're in a situation. We got a 40-year-old quarterback, and that quarterback was not very good last year. And I don't know how much, I mean, next week we'll be talking. We'll be talking about Joe Flacco versus Cincinnati Bengals defense. But it's hard. It's a little bit, we're in a weird situation trying to talk about somebody the age of Joe Flacco and expectations for a season where everybody around the NFL, except Danny Cannell, thinks we're going to be bad. I mean, almost everybody
thinks... Danny Cannell said we're going to win 9 games.
No,
oh,
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the only one. Like, everybody thinks, you know, we're having debates about whether we're going to win 5 games or 6 games. And so the Kenny Pickett stuff got... there were flames on that yesterday because we had somebody who covered the Browns throughout the preseason say, yeah, I've seen Shador. Kenny Pickett's better than Shador. And he, you know, she wasn't asked about Dylan Gabriel. I guess we're going to have to ask her that one, right? How does she feel about Kenny Pickett versus Dylan Gabriel? I'm assuming she's going to say, yeah, Kenny Pickett's better than Dylan Gabriel. The team went and got him first. That's why it's relevant. And I know he's gone now. Yes, he's gone now. But, you know, had he not have gotten injured, I think he's probably starting for us week one. I do. Not the 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
So would you have tried to trade Joe Flacco?
I think that
for the 40-year-old guy, what are you going to trade him for?
Honestly, I don't know why they brought in Joe Flacco a month after they brought in Kenny Pickett.
In case Kenny Pickett hurt his hamstring, I don't know. I wish I could tell you. You know where I stood on that, but
it's a weird situation to try to apply any kind of logic because I think most people around the league were shaking their heads, going, I don't know why they assembled the quarterback room the way they did.
Well, I hash it out again. It's just there's always going to be a segment like, why are you talking about this? Why are you talking about it? Because, guys, they're not going to be that great of a football team, and there's things that they're doing that I don't know. At least we don't think they're going to be that great of a football team. I hope they are. I don't know. I got hammered for taking the over saying they're going to win 6 games. So, again, we're in Homerville. If you think of being a homer is winning 6 games, and my God, I can't imagine what you really think of the franchise. That's not homerism. To say 6 is unbelievably low still and probably would get most people fired coming off of 3-14, frankly. Either way, like, no, there's going to be a reaction to the reaction. When we hear Aditi and what she says on another station, there's going to be a reaction to that. It's the same way with Dylan Gabriel. I'm allowed to go back and think about things like when he had said what he had said in the preseason game against Philadelphia. The only thing that I had said is I wish he never had said anything at all. I wish he had never said anything at all because I don't think that he needed any of that heat. And I got a bunch of crap for it. I was going, why are you bringing this up still? Because I thought differently of it. It's a 4-hour show. And I'll sit here and talk about Carlos Santana until the cows come home. None of you guys want to do it. So who's it on? Allison Howard's going to join us coming up. She is the Cleveland WNBA franchise president. She's going to join us in studio later on today at 8:22. Nathan Zagura going to join us at 9:01. We'll get his whole thoughts on the quarterback situation and the Micah Parsons trade. So I'm not sure, before we get to these phones, I bet there's going to be a lot of people going, yeah, you know, Ken, you say they're not going to be that good, and we're going to probably restart this thing. You know, do we really want to keep Miles? Should we have really kept Miles? And my thought was, I don't know if we're going to get 2 first-round picks for Miles Garrett. Because they're in the same... It's not that Miles Garrett... Miles is great, but Micah Parsons is really great, too. So they're in the same little cul-de-sac there of great pass rushers. And if they're in the same cul-de-sac, one's 26, one's going on 30... Well, that means a great deal of compensation difference out of what you're going to get from somebody. Now, these are back-end first-round picks, and I think that that's what Andrew Berry was thinking. Remember, Jacksonville's not expected to be too tremendously good, or you're gambling that they're not going to be too tremendously good. So you could be looking at 2 first top 10 picks going into next year. Well, who you trade Miles Garrett to? Anybody trading for Miles Garrett is either dumb...
Or contender.
Or trying to do that. Or really a contender. Like they're trying to hot shot it and think that they're a contender, or they actually are a contender. And if they're a contender, you're talking picks 25 to 32 somewhere in there about how they fall. Well, how much is that really going to help you? Well, if your scouting department's good, it's going to help you greatly. But we don't know about our scouting department, or they don't, even though they all have confidence in themselves. But if you're 30 years old, not only do I have to give you the picks, I also have to pay the man. And if I pay the man, I have to take away some of the picks because he's not going to be as good for me as long as what Micah Parsons is expected to be for the Green Bay Packers. So I'm not sure you might get a one and a couple of twos and a one, a couple of twos and a three, whatever. I don't know if you're getting two ones from Myles Garrett. I don't. At 30 years old, I'm not sure you were with having to pay him.
You wonder.
Like a team like Green Bay might have been in the market for a Myles Garrett. But I think they're more happier going, okay, we're going to give this guy $47 million a year, and he's 26, going on 30.
That's interesting. Are they happier with Micah Parsons, you know, 4+ years younger today? And that contract, though.
4 years of 4 years younger, I think that's worth another first-round pick.
Although, even though it does not look like Myles Garrett, I have no reason to believe Myles Garrett won't be incredible. I think Myles Garrett can get another contract. Like that is how his career is shaping up. I don't think he's going south.
I don't.
Boy, that's,
I think it's unrealistic to ask him anything over 33 years old.
So I'm looking
at the next four seasons.
So then should they trade? If you don't think he's going to be able to get another contract, do you think they should have traded him then?
Well, I don't know if I would. I don't think I would. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't have traded him because I don't want to be known as the general manager who traded 3 first-round picks away for Deshaun Watson and then traded away Myles Garrett on this football team. So it would have been an ego thing for me. I'll say that right off. I'll say that right off. But when it comes down to brass tacks of things, if you can get 2 first-round picks, like if somebody came to me and says, Ken, you can get 2 first-round picks. Well, you know, we're closer to the season. I don't think they're going to be that good. People are calling me everywhere in the book and calling me basically a homer because I'm saying there's going to be 6 wins. Yeah, you would trade them for 2 first-round picks. That's what you would do. Again, Jerry Jones, the issue isn't Jerry Jones trading him for Micah Parsons for 2 first-round picks. It's Jerry Jones then coming out and saying that you're a playoff contender and this is going to make you better in the playoffs. No, it's not. Trading away one of the best pass rushers in the NFL and arguably one of the 2 best pass rushers in the NFL over the last 20 years, that's not going to make you better in the playoffs. Kenny Clark is not going to be a net positive more unless Micah Parsons goes out there and gets hurt and really can't play again. Kenny Clark is not going to be a net positive over him.
You don't give the Cowboys credit, you know, when somebody gets injured like that.
No.
You don't give them credit.
No. 216-474-0092. Kevin in Georgia, knowing that you know what you know now when it comes to Micah Parsons, would you rethink trading Miles?
Who did Andrew Berry draft out of these 4 people? David Njoku, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, or Miles Garrett?
The answer is 0.
None of them.
None of them. What is Andrew Berry's best draft pick? I have no idea.
J-O-K?
To give him more shots is absolutely taking a leak right down your leg. He has absolutely no ability. How he still has a job, I mean, talk about wasting a generational talent. You might as well keep Myles Garrett. At least you know what you got.
So you're saying if you were Jimmy Haslam, you would have stepped in and said absolutely not.
If I were Jimmy Haslam, I would have fired Andrew Berry 3 years ago.
But Kevin, I'm asking Kevin, the general manager. I'm not asking what Kevin thinks of Andrew Berry. Would you trade Myles Garrett for 2 first-round picks? Do you think we could have got 2 first-round picks considering the Micah Parsons trade?
No, I like what you said. I think that Myles Garrett's too old, and that plays a big part in the NFL with the value of draft picks. And I mean, Jerry Jones made an absolute mistake. You have to replace Micah Parsons. They're not going to do that in one draft. They might not do it with either pick. So, no, I wouldn't trade them.
See, this is what...
Same as money, but Jerry's not going to do this.
Kevin, you're the exact person I'm talking to and talking about, and thank you very much for the call. Kevin is exactly the example of what a lot of people are thinking right now, where, hey, man, you could sit here and talk about it till you're blue in the face, but they don't have a lot of faith in Andrew Berry. That simple. So we're chewing the fat on Kenny Pickett. There's a lot of people who just can't wait to get these guys out of here. We're chewing the fat on Dylan Gabriel. There's a lot of people who can't wait to get these guys out of here. We're chewing the fat over and over and over again about Shedeur Sanders. There's a lot of people who don't even think he's going to be here next year because they want to get these guys out of here, and they're just waiting for the show to end. That's what they're doing. The show being the Browns.
Yeah, well, this is the first time in a while I've actually thought that we have a really good draft at this time. Most I'm very, very cynical of his drafts every year, and I think I've been proven right this one. I think I have a chance to be really good. But assembling the quarterback room the way they did and potentially sabotaging 2 young rookies because of it, I think that's another example of a miscue by Andrew Berry, which I think it hurts because this is the year I actually think he assembled some good young talent.
216-474-0092. Knowing what you know now about Micah Parsons, would you go back and have made a move with Myles Garrett? I'm not trying to do a cop-out here. I thought you would come after me strongly for that with Myles. Because, like, listen, I'm a fan. I wouldn't want to trade Myles as a fan. But look at our situation we're in. I mean, could you imagine 3 first-round picks next year and then 2 first-round picks the year after? Now, you could have no, like the previous caller, Kevin in Georgia, you could have no faith in Andrew Berry. Yeah, just more chances for him to mess it up. Okay, fine, fair enough. But if you're looking at it from our perspective, because they're always the best ideas.
I would have assumed if they did trade Myles, I would have assumed it'd be the bottoming out this year and then it'd be a total house cleaning. Yeah,
yeah. Because 5 ones over the next 2 years, even if one was a bust, you still got 4 ones in 2 years, and one of them would be a quarterback. That's pretty strong. But I don't think you're getting 2 ones for Myles Garrett. That's where I think that maybe I was wondering if it sounds like a cop-out a little bit because, he's 30 years old.
Well, the thing when we were going through the original conversation, I remember I said, look, guys, this team is in a transitional phase. They got 2 different timelines going, and normally that doesn't work for professional teams because you got all these older guys.
He's 29 right now, but he turns 30 in December. Sorry, I want to make sure I'm right.
You've got all these older guys. You don't have a quarterback right now, presumably. And normally teams in that situation would trade a Myles Garrett because he's going to want to go to a contender. He's making noise. It's not going to be great to have that guy in the locker room. Yeah, you trade him. But then you're like, well, who are we going to trade him to? We're going to trade him to a contender. Well, a contender, you're not getting good picks then. You're getting worse first-round picks. And remember, Buffalo was a team that came up, and Buffalo is probably going to be picking at the end of the first round the entire time you're collecting on these picks, and then it doesn't look anywhere near as desirable.
Well, so many people talked about Buffalo. Was Green Bay was never in the conversation? Was Green Bay ever in the conversation? Because, I mean, maybe not at that time. Because when did Myles get signed? He got signed before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Green Bay wasn't necessarily known as... I know that they spent a little bit of money in free agency. Like, Green Bay's always been like, listen, we're going to do this in a classic sense. We're going to be very conservative in free agency. They hadn't taken a wide receiver in the first round in like 40 years or something crazy. And okay, they went out, they got a wide receiver. They went out and spent in free agency. There was writing on the wall. I think Daniel Jeremiah was talking about it yesterday where he ended up at the same hotel some way, somehow, as Jordan Love at his wedding and saw David Mulligeta there, and he's the agent of...
Putting 2 and 2 together.
Yeah, and so he's like, oh my God, maybe this was put together. The wheels started turning at a wedding here. What were you going to say?
The next team odds for Myles Garrett when all this stuff perked up, it was Eagles, Commanders, Lions, Bills, Bears, in that order.
So no Packers.
Packers weren't even in that group.
So again, I don't know if you're going to get... you're not going to trade anything now. Like, the trade conversation's done. Now you've made your bed and you lay in it and you hope that Myles Garrett puts out another tremendous season because that's what the money's for. I know that they put a captaincy on him. It meant something in high school. It means nothing in the pros. The only reason, like, I think Keith sent it to us this morning. Like, we didn't have it written down. I'll tell you this right now. Keith sent it to us this morning trying to, like, stoke a fire. I don't care about... With Deshaun Watson, when he got captain, it's like, well, because I didn't have a lot of faith that he was going to be very good. And there was also that he got the captaincy, and they took it off of Nick Chubb, of all people. Like, I don't think they're taking it off of anybody with Myles Garrett. And I just assume Myles Garrett's going to go out there and get 14 to 16 sacks and get us off the field on third down and do a lot of things for this defense. Like, I have no qualms with the money, because I think that he's going to turn in at least 3 more really, really, really good years for this football team unless something physically goes terrible with him. Like, I don't have any questions about that. So keeping the player is fantastic. But from a return, again, he turns 30 in December. If you're turning 30 in December, I don't think I'm giving you 2 first-round picks. I got to pay the guy. And the contract that I pay the guy with is going to be probably an albatross around my neck if he ends up getting hurt. So I'm stuck with him. You're not getting 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. We can talk about first and a second and all the other stuff, but I'm not giving you 2 ones.
What do you think overall, Kenny, that this happened right before the season started? Because everybody else just came back to their team, right? All the guys that were talking about holdouts, you know, Trey Hendrickson, just that deal gets done. Like, all these distractions, and that's why everybody, and this is no shade to Mueller over there in Pittsburgh, who we have on, you know, inside or around the AFC North. He's like, guys, this the Micah thing is going to get done. It was like one of the tweets that popped up on my For You page.
How could you assume it would too?
I thought it would too. I did not think they were actually going to trade him.
Last year they got it done with Dak the night before the season had started. Trey Hendrickson had been signed. That thing looked like that was going to go to a stalemate. The other moves that were made, I mean, I know the Cam Hayward situation's kind of weird over there in Pittsburgh, but all this stuff was done. And so I really thought that either A, they would sign the contract with Dallas, or B, that you would just go into the season and you wouldn't have Micah Parsons, and it would be a lot like the Chris Jones scenario, where maybe they would go out there, lose in week one, and then, all right, we need Micah Parsons, let's make this happen here. Like, one of those things were going to happen. I thought it might turn into something like that. I did not think they were going to trade him. And I thought I put too much logic in when they traded him, going, all right, DeMarcus Lawrence, really respected guy. Hearing what Sean Sharif has reported down there for the last couple of years, where it's not necessarily great in the locker room with Micah Parsons, not necessarily the classic cowboy. And then I thought, man, he's going to Green Bay. I've never been to Green Bay. I've been to State College, Pennsylvania a handful of times. I imagine Green Bay is a lot like State College, Pennsylvania. So I'm like, man, he'd probably be pretty comfortable there, pretty happy there. He could do his thing, go up to Green Bay, have fun, good luck to you. You're a guy from a mid-eastern state. You'll play in the Midwest. You're probably happy there anyway. So I thought it made sense. And then I heard what Jerry Jones said, and I immediately felt sick about my own opinion because I thought it was a silly thing for Jerry Jones to sit there and filibuster for 10 minutes about.
Do you think part of it is Jerry Jones, while this documentary is going on? That's another day that I mentioned the documentary. That's 15 straight days.
It's great. I'm glad you do. I want you to watch more documentaries.
Do you think...
Let's get Greg Gardens in you.
Do you think that he's watching the, you know, the Herschel Walker trade? And this is not the Herschel Walker trade. But
he mentioned the Herschel Walker trade.
I know.
He mentioned it yesterday.
Do you think he's like, you know, everyone in the country in his mind is watching this damn documentary, and he's like,
yes,
you know what, Micah?
Yes.
I can trade any of you at any time. Yes. I'm the boss. Yes. I'm the owner. Yes. I'm the most influential guy in the league.
When you look at the documentary, and the one down part, the first down part of it was Emmitt Smith held out, right? And they started the season without Emmitt Smith. It's the same deal.
When do they do the sit down for the documentary? Probably in the spring.
Earlier than that, maybe a little earlier.
We've been talking about Micah Parsons with a contract for at least a calendar year now, it seems, if not even earlier than that. So he does this sit down, and I'm sure he's sitting there thinking, hey, man, even though Micah Parsons is probably a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's probably sitting there thinking, man, Emmitt, leading rusher of all time on my football team, change this. Is he as good as Emmitt? Is he as good as Michael? Is he as good as Troy? Well, none of them are going to be as good as that, because you won Super Bowls with those guys, even though they weren't even your guys for the most part. You won Super Bowls with those guys. It probably got stuck in his head, and he was probably willing to make that deal.
It was
plus all the other crap that was said.
It was 93. I couldn't remember the running back. Derek Lassick, who's out of Alabama.
Yes.
And he only had the 1 year, played in 10 games. That was his career. 3.6 yards per carry.
And how many fumbles?
He probably had more fumbles than yards per carry.
Between the fumbles they showed of him and him not catching the ball in the backfield, I swear to God, Troy Aikman, if you only watch this documentary, you would think Troy Aikman is one of the bottom five quarterbacks in NFL history. They only show Troy Aikman sailing balls, interceptions, and chewing guys out on the sideline.
I didn't like the part in it. I got to it finally where he says, like, he didn't remember the NFC Championship game and there was, like, no Bernie.
Right.
You know, you guys remember?
Yeah, how did they not? They picked and choosed what they were going to do when it came to some of the background games.
Yeah, because Nick at the TV station was like, wait until you see that. And I go, I cannot. No Bernie.
Yeah, they mentioned Berline. They didn't mention Walsh. They didn't mention Steve Walsh because.
Right. Well, they had Berline in there, too.
They really made it seem like they thought Troy Aikman was a total afterthought. Like, they could have won with anybody outside of Troy Aikman.
Either way. So you wouldn't have made this trade? this, or you don't think we would have got it? We would have got 2 first-round picks for Miles.
I actually think we would have. I just
you
wouldn't.
Do?
I just
so then it, you would have made the trade.
If it were Buffalo, I wouldn't have liked those picks, and that's the team you're trading with, right? Most likely, I guess if you're saying, well, if
but
Green Bay were willing
teams,
to do this.
Out of those teams that you listed earlier, like Chicago's the only one that you feel
well,
maybe.
Boy, no, if it were Chicago, that would have been a tough one to not go with because you're betting, much like people would bet against the Browns
right.
in any trade like that, you would be betting against Chicago, against Caleb Williams, against them being able to figure things out.
Because it was
out.
The Commanders, the Lions, the Bills.
Listen.
And Philly.
I'll
say it. I'll be the bad
you
guy.
You think
here.
They're playoff teams for you?
I'm not trading with Philly.
I don't believe they would have been able to get 2 first-round picks considering this deal for Miles, considering the Micah Parsons deal, for what I've said. 4 years older, you got to pay him. But I have to be the bad guy here and say, if I was guaranteed the 2 first-round picks, I'm not in concrete. So if they win the Super Bowl, I don't have to stay there at number 32. I can move up if they finish with the 25th pick. I don't have to stay there at 25. And also, what are we complaining about? We are complaining about a team that earlier this week, I was shaking because I don't know what their identity is. You would at least have a clear identity of what we're going to turn this team into. The opinion of the 2025 Cleveland Browns would be the bleeps. There would be nobody who has any faith in this team. Even the excitement of Shador being here would not have been enough. That's true. And it would have been back to the doldrums of 16 and 17. And I think that history, if we're talking about Jerry Jones from the Emmitt Smith history, I think that history plays into this with holding on to Miles and paying Miles. So I have to be brutally honest with everybody. If it were 2 first-round picks for Miles, I think I'd have to make that deal because I'm not the general manager getting fired. And it would have provided clear-cut clarity on what the future of this franchise is. Because Miles is probably going to go out there and have 15 or 16 sacks,
mm-hmm.
and I got a bunch of people calling me an idiot because I think they can win 6 games this year. That is not good business for your future.